Now, today sees the start of a new monthly feature on the Afternoon Edition. Each month, we will speak with Tristan Parker from eAccess Bulletin. We'll find out how it can help improve the lives of people with disabilities when it comes to accessible technology. And Tristan joins us now. Hello, Tristan.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us, first of all, a little bit about eAccess Bulletin. How did it all come about?
Sure. Well, I guess the first thing to say is that it's a free monthly email newsletter covering technology access for people with a range of disabilities and impairments. So in practice, that's anything from people with a visual impairment to people with mobility issues, print disabilities, special educational needs, and the range of impairments brought on by ageing, so a real kind of wide spectrum. So the Bulletin was actually founded in 2000 by a chap called Dan Jelinek. Dan was a journalist and publisher who ran the Bulletin and edited it. He ran it very successfully since 2000. I started working with Dan on the Bulletin in around 2007. Unfortunately, Dan actually passed away at the end of last year, just as he was about to relaunch the Bulletin again after it had taken a very sort of short hiatus. Dan was an incredibly talented and passionate journalist, and he built up a very large and loyal following for the Bulletin over the years, and he really helped kind of drive forward the debate around accessible technology due to the wide range of topics that he covered in the Bulletin. I used to work with Dan since about 2007, and he really taught me a lot about journalism and publishing and accessibility as well. I'll always owe him a really huge debt of gratitude for everything he did teach me. And yeah, it really was a very sort of tragic and awful thing to hear of him passing away so unexpectedly last year. Anyone who knew him would know that he was extremely kind and generous and just very, very likable person, which just made the event even more devastating. So a few months after Dan had passed away, I decided to try and continue the Bulletin. Every issue, we used to get emails and correspondence from readers from all over the globe telling us how much they enjoyed the Bulletin and how useful it was for them, and whether it was a piece of technology that we'd written about that they then found useful, or perhaps a service that we'd mentioned, or just an article about accessible technology that related to them, to something in their lives. It was that sort of sense of usefulness and being there for readers that Dan really wanted to preserve, and why he spent so much time and effort keeping the Bulletin going. So that was why I decided to continue with the Bulletin. If I may just sort of say quickly here that relaunching the Bulletin in February, it simply wouldn't have been possible without the help of various people. First and foremost, I guess, the Thomas Pocklington Trust, which is a charity that provides support for people with visual impairments. They're very generously supporting the Bulletin. Also, I've been working with Dan's brother, Jake Jelinek. His technical expertise has been absolutely invaluable, and he helped me through a lot of very difficult technical situations to send the Bulletin out and switch over to a new server that I simply wouldn't have been able to do. So huge thanks to Jake.
It's great to hear that the Bulletin is being distributed once again, Tristan, and what we're going to try and do each month is just give people a bit of a flavour of what's coming up, and perhaps get some new people to download the Bulletin or have it emailed to them as well. So let's take a look actually at a Bulletin that is coming up shortly, because that you do pack a lot into this.
It's such a kind of a rich sphere, I suppose, the accessible technology sector. And as I said, we do try and cover a really wide range of topics within that. So the usual format is we have around three news pieces and three news in briefs, which are very sort of short, just roundups of a couple of smaller news features. Then we have a reader's inbox section with questions and comments from readers. And finally, we have a longer feature where we explore a topic in a bit more depth.
Let's look at just some of the items that are going to be in this issue. And as you mentioned, you know, it is a global Bulletin, and you have a piece with Donna Jordan, who's in Canada.
For anyone who doesn't know Donna, she is a blind accessibility consultant who lives in Canada. She's also a writer, very fantastic, smart lady. She fought quite an epic legal battle with the Canadian government a few years ago over the inaccessibility of its websites to blind Canadians. She tried to apply for a job with the Canadian government and found that she was unable to fill in the form herself without the assistance of a sighted person. And She became very frustrated at this and actually sued the government and embarked on a years-long legal battle, which she eventually won. So I believe she's actually been featured on RNIB Connect programmes as well.
She has indeed. We like to keep track of people on this show, you see.
Indeed.
So you've got Donna on there. You're also looking at hardware as well. And you know, one thing that I always applaud is that off-the-shelf technology can be accessible. And you're looking at Kindle.
There's been a bit of a development in that Amazon have enabled the voice view speech function, whereas previously it was only possible to use that function on their Fire tablet computers. And they've now started rolling it out to one of their Kindles. Fortunately, it's only available on just one Kindle model at the moment, the Kindle Paperwhite, but Amazon have said they're going to try and roll it out to the other Kindle models. And essentially the feature is the speech function. It enables text-to-speech. The Kindle Paperwhite bundle comes with a Kindle audio adapter. So users plug that into the charging jack of the Kindle Paperwhite. Then they plug some headphones in and that enables this voice view speech function. So they can then listen to ebooks and navigate the Kindle.
Fantastic. So we've got Donna, you're looking at technology as well, but you also have a lot of input from charities as well. One of the big ones in the UK is Scope.
They've just kind of relaunched a service called Ask an Assistive Technologist. It takes place through an online forum on the Scope website whereby users can leave questions about assistive technology and assistive technology expert will answer those questions. It's actually a lady called Kim Lawther who works at a school in Cardiff and she'll either be able to answer them by herself or if not she will go away and research them and speak to experts, come back and leave answers for the users. It's a great service, it's very simple, but it really allows people who might be new to assistive technology or might not know a great deal about it to ask these questions, the answers to which might not be readily available elsewhere.
All right, now we'll finish off with just a little bit more on the next bulletin. It's something which is a regular feature, as you mentioned, and it's the readers get a chance to send you questions to go in the bulletin.
There are a couple of pieces coming up in this inbox, but one in particular is from a chap called Zelko Bajic. Apologies if I pronounced that wrong. Zelko is a blind Bosnian journalist who works on public radio station, and Zelko has been reading the bulletin for quite a few years, and although he does speak some English, he got in touch to ask us if there are any opportunities to run the EXS Bulletin in other languages, such as Serbian, Croatian or Bosnian. Unfortunately, I don't have the resources to translate the EXS Bulletin into those languages, but if any listeners do have any leads as to how we might go about that, then I'd love to hear from them, and so would Zelko, I'm sure.
Fantastic. So putting the word out there as well. Now, we are going to be speaking with Tristan each month ahead of the Bulletin's publications, give you a bit of flavour of what's in store and indeed the readers' questions as well. Tristan, when is the next Bulletin going out?
So the next Bulletin will be sent out on Friday, 20th of May. I suppose the first thing to say is that they can sign up for free, of course, at the following address, lists.headstar.com. So I'll just spell that out. That's lists.headstar.com. And there's no www in front of it. That takes you to a slightly different page. If you want to get an idea of the Bulletin's content, you can log on to our blog site, www.headstar.com/EABLive. And there's a lot of our previous articles there, so that will give you a real flavour of the Bulletin. Our Twitter handle is @EAccessBulletin, and you can also email us with any questions or comments you might have, eaccessbulletin@gmail.com.
Tristan, let's hope many more people do take up this free offer, an invaluable resource. And we will speak with you again next month ahead of the next publication here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for the opportunity to come on and talk about the Bulletin, Alan. I really appreciate it.